Pelleter. 81 Division spokesperson visits Nigeria Info, seeks more collaboration. Minister of Women Affairs accuses women advocacy groups of frivolous spending. In other headlines, NDLEA intercepts businessman Augustine Emeka with large consignment of cocaine at Enugu Airport. Corps member sinks borehole and renovates wells for people of Gidan Ala community in Katsina State. On foreign scene, Congo opposition candidate suspends the presidential campaign after violence. U.S. House Republicans vote to formalize impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden. Chinese mourners use artificial intelligence to digitally resurrect dead. Those are the headlines right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's quickly remind you that Nigeria Info's I Beg to Differ debate tournament is still ongoing. Please listen to the quarterfinals and semifinals all through this week from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through to Thursday. Thank you very much for your time. My name is Kofi Bartels. Up next, Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Good morning.
Where else can you get it? Then, the station best in talk.
That's why education is the main thing. Once you kill education, you can control the people.
Africans just like to blame
things. It's our constitution ban military from intervention in the government.
Yeah, if you want to destroy any country, kill the education. It's as simple as that.
Former terrorists who are undergoing rehabilitation are now saying that the government's promise to pay them $30,000 has failed, and for that reason, they are on the streets protesting.
Possession doesn't win you match it round.
No, but if they can't hold on to the ball, they cannot score.
Another thing again is our officiating, especially in the league. Why is it that Nigerian referees are not selected for CAF tournaments or CAF matches?
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
You're listening to Jimmy Disu. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Starting about half a minute late because between Kofi Bartels and Captain Blade, you know, they said I should keep the music on. And initially, they all thought that it was a fella production. But I had to later tell them that it's from my good old Aburo, Laiton, also known as Heavy Wind. I don't know if he's back in town. Maybe I should bring him here one day. We exchange pleasantries and talk about music. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. Today is Thursday, okay? And sorry again about Tuesday, but Captain Blade is here today, live in the studio. Morning, Capi. You know, any discussion with you will take us beyond 2.5 hours, so we have to rush this one.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Ade, I'm sure you saw the bad news this morning when the World Bank is telling us. These World Bank people, to be honest with you, they've been knocking our currency since 1984, before Babangida even took over. And like I told people this morning, there was something that us and some debts Argentina, Brazil were going to do then in 84. They were going to call it counter-trade, in which they ignore the West and do things amongst themselves.
Mm.
But I think three or four governments went down as a result of that, including Nigeria. And that produced the footballer who dribbled everybody. we spent about 6 months debating. He said the country should debate.
Yes, I remember all the structural adjustment program, everything. Second-hand foreign exchange, he came out, he took
all the IMF conditionalities, but didn't formally take the loan.
Way back 87 in Jos, there was one trouser length material we used to call sperm.
Yes.
It's a second-tier foreign exchange market. So we sued it then as senior secondary school boys. We've been
a victim of international politics. And unfortunately, what has happened in reality is that our leaders have betrayed us.
Yeah, really. You see,
you know, in fact, we there was a general impression way back then that it was Western world that was behind the emergence of Babangida, because if Buhari had been going the way we were then, with the other countries, Brazil, I think Argentina, Venezuela, if we had, well, as it were, it was like a gang up against the West. And we would have been trading with ourselves as equals. Only God knows where we would be now. What is most important, though, Kapi, is that people understand that there is something called Western politics and that nobody likes any other person. They tell you they are going to give you grants, they are going to give you, even when they give your people scholarships, it's for a reason.
Well, that's what capitalism is all
about. That's what capitalism is all about, and therefore they should have no apologies. But let's get down to our own talk here. So we are now talking about the disaster that took place. It's more than a week old now. Can you explain... In the first instance, let me put words in your mouth. Could we attribute this to sheer incompetence or equipment failure, which would still be under this, or could there have been sabotage?
It could have happened for any of as many reasons as you just mentioned. Yes. Because if you look at the optics, if you look at the dynamics, you find that we're just as open to those vulnerabilities we are. I'll tell you why. And it's a bit hard, but we must begin to address these things so that we know exactly what we are in. I was first and foremost very skeptical and a little bit uncomfortable when I heard that drone had misfired. Okay? And why is because if you know what drone warfare is, you will understand. It works like this. A drone doesn't have any mind of its own. It is controlled.
And programmed.
Yes, it is programmed indeed. And what it does is you interface with the drone through what we call a program. Okay? Now, any cyber security geek out there will tell you that if you sit, for the ordinary man to understand, if you sit in your room, you could have one remote control, which is universal, and can control all your TV sets at home.
Yeah.
So even if you misplace one, you can just use that universal one and interface. It interfaces with any television set. Now, I want you to understand that a drone can be arrested.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, okay, let's break it down. So, I program a drone to say, go and bomb Kapi's house.
And I sit somewhere and tell him to come back. Or I can even, okay, let me give you an example with our young ones who like to fly their camera drones everywhere because they are doing skit. If you fly a drone over my premises, I go collect them.
Can you bring it down?
Of course. If you are a cybersecurity person, you know what I'm talking about. It's up there now. It's taking signals and it's in the cyber now. It's in the space now. And cyberspace doesn't belong to anybody. The cyber guys know what I'm talking about. I will arrest your drone, Nana. I will override certain things for you. All I need to do is to have the right
apps or the equipment on ground, and I'll just enter your drone, land it successfully, and it becomes mine. Or if you give me small money, your drone may even become is it ransomware now? What do you call it? You know, yeah. Mm. So
there's a possibility,
any of so many,
that drone could have been diverted.
Any of so many. You see, if you look at the dynamics already, some mischief-minded, how do I put it? Some people are trying to exploit the situation at hand to whip up sentiments and get popularity for themselves. Somebody is saying the head of the armed forces is from one place and is on a revenge mission. And that's why...
So you're thinking that the sabotage could have been internal?
It could be internal, it could be external, it could be... It may not even be sabotage, it could even be what you want to call... what I'm talking about, it could be what you want to now call a communication override. A lot of things, as I told you, drones can
if that was the case, wouldn't it have been known early enough?
Early enough by who?
By the authorities.
You see, it's one thing for you to come out and preempt the panel. Let the panel go ahead and do what they have to do. But I'm telling you that just buying a drone, sitting it in your premises, you action it, you arm it. You see, it's a process. If I was opportune, I would have said, you know what, give me the log. I want to see the log itself. That is, when I say the log, now I'm not talking about a logbook. But then these things are driven by logs. We have to see exactly what happened, how the instructions were sequenced from which stage to which stage to which stage. And at what point did it veer off? Because if the person controlling it actually felt he was on target.
Don't you also think that we probably need to look at ground intel? If
everything.
How efficient it was.
You see, from target acquisition to mission execution, there are processes. And before each process is given, is ticked off as a go, carry on. Somebody must have said, I have looked at it, I've cross-checked, and it is okay. Now, having said that again, we all know how these, robots or drones behave. A speck of dust. A speck of dust can run your drone all right. There are some things you just cannot overlook. So you have to really go into it and... comb the, you know, sieve through the process again and again and again. And if you are not smart enough, you may not even see what the intruder did. Because there are ways you could create a backdoor, get into a system, and then you clean your footsteps, you remove all traces, you come out, you do it clean.
Any cybersecurity person
will tell you what I'm saying.
Sorry, I seem to be rushing you, but in that industry, do you have cloned equipment?
What industry?
In the cyber whatever industry, do you have, you know, sometimes you want to go and buy a wristwatch, it's cloned, it's whatever. I'm just asking for record purposes.
Of course.
So we probably could be using, probably, I don't want everybody outside there to go anywhere.
No, okay, I get where you're coming. I get where you're coming from. You see, when you buy something and you did not make it, someone has the blueprint. When you bring it home, let me give you an example. If you use maybe an electronic door and your door requires a card, you have to sweep the card, you know, you swipe to come in.
Yes.
We could clone that card for you now. Now you make them. Nobody buy it from
okay.
Us.
Could the enemy have diverted it too also?
There are any of many.
If there was a leakage in the system and somebody has compromised to tell the enemy at the other side that at 10 o'clock tomorrow, this drone is coming up, they can also capture it and divert it or something.
You don't need to even call them and tell them anything. If you do not have the necessary, what we call, security measures in place.
In place.
Somebody can eavesdrop. Somebody is just like looking over your shoulder. You understand? Electronically, when we come to security measures that you need to put in place, there are so many.
Can you tell me, from your assessment, What is the true sense of loyalty that you have in the armed forces? It bothers me because the of course the upper ranks have moved up to the political class, and the lower ranks are down here with the rest of us here, suffering this and that, you know, increase in foodstuffs. So how far has the political situation in the country, how far do you think it has affected the morale? You should be worried about that. These are a group of people that are armed. The soldiers we used to know back in the day are different. Most of them are well-educated and well-exposed. How far do you think we've been able to gather their loyalty under these circumstances? Because I think it's something we need to mention.
Post-democracy, we've seen some over 2 decades of democracy, right?
Yes.
And I can tell you that the training has also been impacted. The training of an average soldier has also been impacted by the fact that we are in a democracy. But where the challenge is the optics. I have once spoken here about irresponsible political conduct.
Yeah.
You see that soldier, you don't insult him by doing certain things. If our politicians still believe that a man will go and chest bullet for you where you have caused problem because you swore him to oath, then they had to let them have a rethink. Let them look at other clients where things go on as they should in democracies. There is responsible political conduct. Don't expect anybody in 2023 Nigeria, whether armed forces or civilian, to follow you if you are reckless and you are irresponsible. Even little children now collect adults. This is 2023 Earth. Yeah. And you cannot isolate 2023 Nigeria from 2023 Earth, particularly in this age of social media where information travels in milliseconds or even microseconds. So there it is. If your act doesn't match the conduct, you're going nowhere. And it's not only from political leaders to soldiers. It's also from top brass within the armed forces to what? The foot soldiers. Today's foot soldiers are not like the ones I left behind when I left the armed forces. The ones I left behind when I was in the armed forces too were way, way not like the one fella sang about and called zombie. They're not people you push behind the head and they just run along because you've pushed. No, you have to come across as, you know, very articulate in your leadership and in everything. They ask questions. So what we are seeing today may not be helping matters because I tell you something, if you listen to the Chief of Defense Staff when he addressed the National Assembly, he said his troops were tired.
Yeah.
He said it. I'm quoting him verbatim. Because you arrest a cargo of what on the high seas, and the person you arrested it from even tells you that you are wasting your time. And true to type, you see that same ship later back there doing the same thing.
So we have to appeal again to the political class to behave responsibly. I mean, let me just give you one. All these shenanigans about buying cars and whatever at a time like this. Remember that a guy who you put a gun in his hand and you've told to put his life on the line, he sees all these things.
Exactly. Exactly.
And the world is restless. So I am more inclined to look in the direction of sabotage.
Yes, you see, for me, I'll tell you something. When things like this happen, the first thing I register is, one, it is possible.
All things are possible.
Yes, it wouldn't have happened. You know, I say it is possible because we are a God forbid nation. You hear, God forbid, it's not in our portion.
It's not my portion. Yeah.
Now it has happened, you know that it was in your portion and it's possible. That's the way I'm coming from now. That's where I'm coming from. So I come to accept that one first. And immediately I accept that it is possible. then we have to ask ourselves why seven times. Is a process that works. If you ask yourself why, or ask people why, before you ask why to the seventh degree, you get to the fault. Why did this happen? It happened because this was so. Why is this so? It happened because that is. Before you do it seven times, trust me, you will get to the root of the question. If you are ready and you are not in self-denial. It's unfortunate what happened. It's very, very horrible indeed. But then,
So in the meantime, we're not going to be using those drones, I imagine.
I don't think that may. I can't draw a conclusion on that. But then I know that whatever those drones are going to do again is going to be very, very meticulously driven.
There was a time in the procurement of armaments. It was said that the Air Force, one time it was said, that the Air Force, for example, you know, had bought a non-functional helicopter. What is the incident? I mean, you are close to the guys out there. What is the recurrence rate of faulty equipment? We keep hearing.
I wouldn't know, but let me just put it to you this way.
Yes,
equipment attrition rate is very high.
Mm.
They are not used to host parties. They are used to fight. Look, even equipment that is used for training, the wear and tear levels are high. You can imagine, okay, let me give you an example. When I went to jump school, that's parachute school. If you know how many parachutes we condemn in a year.
That wouldn't open.
Not that wouldn't open. You use it and use it and use it. Students are using it. No, our parachutes will open because you will pack it as a rigger, and after packing it, you will jump with it. So if you like, pack the one that won't open.
Is there a way you can test to see if it will open?
That's what I'm saying. There are tests, there are safety nets, there everything. You will go through it. You will do it so much that even in your sleep, you will miss it. But if you are talking about let me give you an example. Imagine you wear the boots on a soldier's legs. On the parade ground. Just you did youth service, Nabi.
Yes.
Those your boots, they no chop before you finish youth service.
I want to use this opportunity to pray tribute to the guy who trained me. I think it was called JJ Baba. I think it's a WO2. Only God knows where.
Maybe it was your RSM.
It was RSM, JJ Baba. They're going to take a short break. We're going to take a short break because we have less than 30 seconds. And when we come back, of course, we'll open up our lines. Discussions with this gentleman will always take forever. So stand by. We'll be back in less than 5 minutes.
Don't touch that dial. Daily Digest returns in a moment. Sports. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
This is Daily Digest with Jimmy Disson.
You welcome back to the Daily Digest, and I still have Cappy here. But before we go on, I'd like to pay tribute to my friend and wish him all the best, Patrick Doyle. He's getting married today.
Wow.
To his heartthrob, a woman who has been ticking his heart for close to 2 years. You know, it's Patrick's third time, and no big deal. Some of us have done this a bit more. I haven't beaten his record, but some of us have done this because it's no big deal. I mean, God bless her soul. His first wife passed on, then he married Irity Doyle. And like in all associations, I'm not doing it again. It's not an offense. It's not a crime. It's not so. He's doing this one, but I've told him this one they are doing, it has to be for the last time. But he's so excited. If you've seen his Facebook page in the last 3 or 4 days, he's talking like, oh, they do me one kind. So we've all told him to calm down. And he has a lot of, because the lady is young, he's marrying a young lady, which I think is probably the best way to go. But I wish him all the best. And I want all of you prayer warriors out there to pray for him. No, be all you be so one carry Patrick go again. No, don't pray. Thank you. So, Patrick, congratulations. Unfortunately, I can't make it for reasons that have cropped up. But I will do the money that I would have spread, I'll do the needful. So I wish Patrick and the new Mr. and Mrs. Doyle, and probably have Patrick and his wife come and tell their story here one Friday or Saturday. It'd be nice to know. Also, I had news yesterday with a close friend of mine when I was in Lever Brothers as a very young man then, Yemi Banjo, well known in the Ikoyi Club, and I'm saying a lot of socialites will be saying, ha, 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 yes. One of the Banjo brothers, you know, he also passed on. I think he was about, he was born 52. Mm. That would make it, if he was born in 52, how old was he? 71 or 72, thereabout.
Wow.
Also, some breaking news that I'm hearing now. Something is going to happen in Edo State. Itua Igodalo's brother, Aswi, renowned lawyer, you know, well-established, has put his hat in the race to run for governorship for Edo State. But breaking news on my phone just now, I hear that Imokwede, is that how you say it? Okay, Imokwede, formerly of Access Bank, has also, it looks as if he's going to throw his... this is following a new pattern that saw, what's his name now, that saw the current governor. These are big boys of the corporate world.
Yeah.
Who ordinarily would have, a lot of corporate experience.
Hopefully, they will not wreck a Suya Sport.
No, they will wreck a Suya Sport. The unfortunate.
There are some governors who cannot run a Suya Sport. I'm telling you.
No,
this.
The unfortunate part of it all is that the political dynamics, do not reflect a demand for that amongst majority of the people. Indeed. The things that determine. This governorship is
exactly
completely different.
That's the irony of it all.
We should encourage this kind of movement. We can't sit down and watch riffraffs and rascals running the country, as it were, at various levels. Yes, bus quarters boys. We can't sit down. So I wish them luck. I mean, it would be nice to see an Asri as. Don't think that because I know him, it means I'm not a contractor, so don't worry about that one. Or an Imokwede, for that matter. I wish both of them luck. At some point, at different times, we'll bring them in here and hear what they want to offer the Edo people. So that's the breaking news. And so back to Kapi. Okay, since this incident happened, what do you think the top brass, how do you think they've been handling the embarrassment?
Quite harrowing, quite painful.
Quite a number of people we are talking about.
Quite painful. And
complete embarrassment.
I must give kudos to the CDS, the Chief of Defence Staff.
Okay.
The Chief of Defence Staff has been quite, let me say, mature about it.
Okay.
He's not launched into a defensive or an offensive tirade.
Against people,
yes. Rather, he's entered it with, empathy. He's entered
and maturity.
Let's enter this thing and look into it and see what exactly went wrong. Because I can tell you that, as I said earlier, the dynamics of this thing, particularly within our own environment scenario, politically, religiously, and even if you want to say professionally, calls for the kind of maturity he has, put on the table. I was listening to some people, I don't know, they were trying to relate the attack to a revenge mission.
Yeah.
That's a terrible thing to do.
A revenge mission by who do they think is revenge?
If you recall, the political dynamics in Kaduna State has this friction between southern Kaduna and northern Kaduna. Mm-hmm. And the Chief of Defense Staff is from southern Kaduna. And somebody, I don't know what brain was able to calculate that thing, and started inferring that he is on a revenge mission to avenge the lives that were lost in.
So they are now saying that he gave the instruction.
Kind of. Or it's under his watch.
I hear those kind of hair.
One thing people do not understand about being a soldier in our country is. Being a soldier is 70% a whipping dog and 30% a patriot in Nigeria as at today. There is no how, the most difficult thing you can ever tell a soldier to go and do is peacekeeping. Two people are shooting bullets at each other and you ask somebody to go and enter their middle. That person is the common enemy they have to take out so that they can continue their fight. So what we are seeing is a place, a very hard, a very difficult place for our armed forces. And I think 75% of the difficulties the armed forces are seeing and will see for some time is going to be the offshoot, the product of irresponsible political conduct. Yeah. Our politicians are just pooping everywhere and calling soldiers out to come and fight. It shouldn't be the case. Look at what is happening in River State.
Yes.
When the chiefs are down, when jungle mature now soldiers they go roll out. That man whose wife, and he doesn't deserve to become a widow, and those children who would still need their father to attend their speech and prize giving day, these clowns that are going about doing what they are doing now will set fire and bring them out to come and start manning checkpoints everywhere and fighting. So irresponsible political conduct is going to be the bane of our progress security wise in Nigeria if we do not start calling our politicians to order.
It worries me. It's almost like committing harakiri for you to suggest that what has happened in other African countries cannot happen here. but I'm one of those who believe that whilst we will not deliberately promote, you understand?
Yes.
We believe in democracy.
You see, let me help you here. Something worse than a coup can happen. In as much as we know that this is a democracy and we do not want to see any military incursions, something worse than a coup happened. What is the name of that country again? I'm trying to remember now. Where they were dancing on the president's bed and they entered his kitchen and ate all the food. What's the name of this country now? I'm trying to remember. They took over the entire presidency. They were in the swimming pool. They were in the kitchen. They were everywhere. Look at the name of this country now. If anybody can remember, please just text in. It happened last year now. Either 2022 or late 2021. Yes. And you know one thing? If that country had experienced a military coup, that very country, there would have been some kind of order. Because some curfews would have been pronounced, some this and that with immediate effect. Everybody would have been told to behave themselves and stay at home. But with that one that day, even the soldiers were standing on their tanks, with their hands across their chest. They were just looking and they were pacifying. When you see 3 million people who have decided, okay, you know what, shoot us. What do you want to do? So let us...
And it's happened before.
Let us be, how do I call it now, politically responsible. There are some things I hear in the morning when I wake up on the radio and I'm like, oh my God, here we go again. It's as if they are trying to outdo each other.
Yeah.
This with
responsibility.
This one somersaults once. This one says, no, you are just learning. Let me somersault 5 times. And then after somersault, how can you pull down your own? How can you
do whole
that?
Complex.
How can you do? So whose money will we use to rebuild it? Me, the taxpayer. Rivers people are in for a very long night, honestly speaking.
But the level of responsibility is not confined to Rivers.
It's everywhere. I'm just using Rivers as just one of.
There
are so many others. There are so many others. You see people...
Is it a lack, the general Nigerian problem, is it a lack of competence or lack of purpose?
You see, the thing is this, as somebody put it one day, he said the Nigerian situation is akin to a place where a compound where the house boys have moved to the main house.
Main house. I was one of
okay.
them.
Okay.
The boys squad house boys
exactly.
have moved
they're
to,
now
the, main
to the main house and now they want to run the entire compound, regardless who else lives there.
Yeah.
Like a boy squatters. That's what we are getting. And I'm telling you that when these things start, as I told you, those who are going to be called out have become battle weary. You know, there is something you call when you become. It's, I mean, so long as you are not a machine, even machines have off. So we have to begin to look at a situation where Nigerians have to start getting.
The country you want is Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka, exactly. Thank you very much. Well, Sri Lanka.
Mm.
You know what the Sri Lankans did? They moved in. I mean, when I watched it on CNN, the whole of my mouth was open like this.
I sometimes wonder if there is any lesson to be learned from what is happening in the Francophone countries in Africa.
There is
about six of them now.
There is a lot of lessons to be learned, but let me tell you the mindset of the average Nigerian politician through my eyes. The average Nigerian politician just believes that because we are a democracy and soldiers are sworn to oath, we can do what we like. There will be no... In fact, some of them even justify their positions by saying the worst democracy is better than the best military rule. Oga, you are lying. There won't be any military rule. It's people that you push to the wall that will turn around one day and eat you up. Yes, because the things people are hearing and seeing is directly very, very... It's just like adding salt to an injury.
Yes.
You know, one of my colleagues put it aptly. She said, a balance of terror subsists where the poor are awake because they are hungry, and the rich cannot go to bed because the poor are awake. We are getting to that now if we are not already there. I once drove somewhere to see my friend, and immediately I entered his compound, he jumped up and shouted that, today that you have driven all the way from Lagos to see me. Everybody turned and they were looking at me.
That's your friend in Ibadan.
Yes.
You told the story before.
Being a security man, I sensed it because we were in the heart of the fuel crisis then. And they would be like, man, we can kidnap this man, or if you can afford fuel to drive from Ibadan to Lagos. Those are the dynamics I speak of. So our politicians should not take that for granted. People are looking for Gari to eat and drink, and you are doing all manner of frivolous things.
It's amazing.
Throwing money away, then even telling us you will still borrow more, Seth. It's not. I mean,
look at the number three man in the country and his 61st birthday. I don't get it.
I saw that.
I don't get it, you know. I don't know what feelings I have now. I don't know whether it is anger. I don't know whether it is fear.
Yeah,
because you know why I say it is fear is that, God forbid, we people like you and I will carry the can before it gets to those people.
I go see the indicators live.
You go down Jakwa.
Exactly.
I need to open up our lines because it's almost the end of the program. Let's pick the call. Hello, first caller. Yes, pick that one. Hello, good morning.
Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, Pastor Ladiko. Go on quickly, please.
Good morning to Kapi.
Good morning,
please,
sir.
Kapi, I have a question. What happened to the intelligence when that drone was sent out? Before it was sent out. So what happened to intelligence? Second question, sir. Is there any form of conspiracy that we are suspecting in this case?
We have treated the two issues, so I don't want to waste our time.
Indeed.
Let's pick another call. We've already treated those two issues. Yeah. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Fermi.
Yes, Fermi.
Morning, Captain Blade.
Morning.
So basically, I've just got like two questions for Captain.
Only one. We are running out of time.
Yeah. Okay. Basically, I did study about strategy and international security, and we did learn about terrorism.
Okay.
My question is, do we need to accept now that we have to deal with these terrorists? Because I think they are actually not another human shield. Do we come to terms that we have to live with them, or how do we solve?
Can you ask your question again? Because it was disturbed, but very quickly.
Yeah, I said, do we need to come to terms that we have to live with these terrorists?
Oh, I see.
Or how do we solve the problem?
No, okay.
In the global index, we've got two major terrorists in it. Top ten terrorist index is from Nigeria. So how do we solve the problem?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, quickly.
We don't have to accept to live with terrorism. I want to even believe that the reason why we are in the top two, it's not simply because the terrorists cannot be routed, but it's the ease with which they do things that has made them rise or made us enter top two. If same set of terrorists were in Tunisia, or if same terrorists were in South Africa with the crudities they exhibit, will they make top two in the world? So it's the environment that we found ourselves in and the kind of governance we have that makes them even make top two. Take them out to another country and see whether they will make top 50 in the world.
Okay, got one last comment because we really do have to go. Hello, good morning.
Yes, hello.
Morning.
Nigeria Info. Morning, I am Babaji.
Yes, please.
Kapi, how do you say the, you know, the masses has
been... I'm getting an echo. I'm getting an echo. Please, please pick the other call. When you call, please stay away. Don't use speakerphone. Don't call from a tiled environment. You get an echo here. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle JD.
Morning, quickly.
Good morning, Captain Blake.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Oh, good morning.
Please, sir, I just want you to help me wrap my head around this. Are you saying, sir, that nobody will be held accountable? Because my head is telling me it's because they are scared of a coup. That is why this government has not proven this attack. Are you saying that nobody will be held accountable for this?
Okay. Who is calling, please?
Mr. Zoboli.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was you. Well, they let me quickly answer because we're running out of time. There's a probe going on.
Exactly.
The government is not going to react until there's a panel. And I don't think they're afraid of anybody. If anybody needs to be disciplined, I don't think he would be exonerated. But like it would happen sometimes, some people might be calling for the removal of the heads of the military and so on. I don't think so. These things would always happen. It is when we discover why.
I believe from the president's pronouncement, I don't think he's going to mess or going to joke with the findings of that panel. Okay. I believe he, yes, because I recall reading up, and when he came home, first thing he did was enter that matter and get me the specifics and the facts. So I don't think he's just taking his time so he doesn't jump the gun.
Jump the gun.
But
yeah,
trust me, nobody is going to go scot-free if he's found wanting in this matter.
Kapi, we got to go.
Thank you, sir. It's always like that.
We got to go. We got to go.
Time is never on our side.
Never on our side. But I can give you a minute to round up and, you know, just put our minds on a particular track.
For us today in our nation, you can see where we are security-wise.
Yes.
We have challenges, serious challenges. And I want to tell people that first and foremost, for me and you, this Christmas season, please, it's low-key, low-profile.
Okay. Yes,
low-profile. It's necessary. Even for our politicians, it's very necessary. You don't want to actually call yourself or place yourself on a radar of people that will want to actually undo you. Let's just have a very quiet, low-key Christmas.
Yeah, because the majority would have nothing.
Yes, indeed. So if you have too much and you start opening, you are going to get exactly what I mean by the poor cannot sleep because they are hungry.
And also, look at, I said it was laughable then, I've been exonerated. The instruction from the IG about people not having police protection, as far as I'm concerned, I've been flouted. I've seen many people have 2, 3, 4 police, you know. And, well, I hope the elite do not do this country in completely at some point. But that's the way it goes. Thank you very much, Captain Blade, for coming.
A
Merry Christmas ahead. Are you sure you won't come before Christmas at this place?
Okay.
And I'd like to kind of look at me. I like your nice purple top.
Thank you very much.
With
Dr.
an orange, this thing to match. Is it? God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday. I'll be back tomorrow. We still need one or two kids for Saturday. We need to be notified. We know that Mrs. Oboli is coming anyway, but we need to be notified for security reasons and other reasons, logistics, if you want your child to come. Children between, I think something between 8 and 11. We'll probably just about do for Saturday. By His Grace, I'll see you tomorrow morning at 7:30 and later at 9. Bye for now.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.